How does the sacrifice of devotion apply to us here? Well, I think a little bit different in each one of us. Some of us might need to sacrifice our time, as so many of you are, but as our church grows, we need more and more and more of us to do that. It should be that there are always people standing in line to work with the children, to work with the facilities, to work in all the ministries, and that's how it is. But as we grow, there's need for more people to sacrifice their time for Jesus. All of us need to sacrifice our mouth and give our mouth to Jesus and start talking to Him. And as I've told you many times, you need to, on the way out today, grab a tract and try and give it out this week and talk to someone about Jesus. We give you the opportunity and the method and the means to do that. All you have to do is sacrifice your voice for the Lord's glory. But there's another way, and I want to read this paper to you. And I would like you, after I get done reading this, to put this in your Bible and keep it there for a month. You ought to read it over. You ought to read it over every so often as you want. And think and say, God, if God's servants are devoted to Christ and they sacrifice, how do you want me to sacrifice? Let me just read you these words, and then we're going to celebrate together. How does the sacrifice of devotion apply to us here at Tulsa Bible Church? Well, number one, we should want to see God provide exceedingly above all that we, His people, could comprehend. As Exodus 36, verse 5 says, the people are bringing more than enough. It should be in everything, from ushers, greeters, Sunday school teachers, nursery workers, right down the line to ministry heads, to people going out in evangelism. It should be that in every department, we have more than we could possibly comprehend. Secondly, we should be able to say, I want to give Jesus something that truly cost me dearly to let it go. David said this, I will not sacrifice, right in the middle of that verse, to the Lord my God, burnt offerings. Burnt. He burned them. That means once you offered it, you didn't get anything back. You didn't give $10 and get a nice book in the mail. You just gave $10. You burnt it. It was given up. Totally. It was a total sacrifice to the Lord. I'll not sacrifice, Lord my God, burnt offerings that cost me nothing. And I was sharing with the elders, I said, you know, most of us give out of our abundance. And I know that many give out of great sacrifice. But most of us, we calculate how we can give something that won't impede our goals. And I was telling the elders, I said, you want to get real specific. One thing that really is a deep-seated thing with me, I always love to pay a little bit more than the mortgage payment is. I mean, it would kill me if I couldn't write 50 cents extra. I mean, it's just, I want to give more because I don't like that interest on the mortgage. And I said, you know, for me, to not pay the overage would be a step back. And for you, just think in your mind, what is it that would hurt you? What would cost you something to give it? And you know what? That's what we should want to give to the Lord. Something that truly costs us, that impedes our financial goals. Thirdly, I want to sacrifice today in order to lay up my treasures where they'll never get rusted, rotted, ruined, or how about this, ripped off? That's another R. I just thought of that one. Not stolen, ripped off. We should want to put treasure somewhere where nothing will get to him. The next one. I want to show my love to the Lord Jesus by investing my dearest treasures in His precious church. Remember that woman broke her bottle and dumped it on Christ. And finally, from Revelation 3:18, I want my savings to last forever because I invested them in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire so you can become rich and white clothes to wear so you can cover yourselves.